Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Creating the heavens and the earth brand new again the third time in our knowledge, because of the Bible talks about first creation, then the recreation, and then also it talks about the creation of man, humanity, to rule the earth and take over all the creatures and beings, everything on the planet earth, and rule over them. But they lost their power, their authority to Satan, the same Lucifer who challenged the throne of God. He has been tempting Adam and Eve. Basically, he come to the woman first, to the Eve, and she fell into temptation, and Adam goes along with it. Now, we have to be very careful. Now, we're reading this, that at this time, the earth is not having any of the evil things existing other than the polluted earth. Earth is polluted by human sin, number one, and number two, by the human activities. Sometimes people preserve their property and the public properties and keep everything clean, but others do not. Maybe so many chemicals are dumped into our oceans, into our water system, our rivers and canals and lakes, without no one knowing. Now, all this become a evil thing for the beautiful earth God has recreated. Eventually, the sin of Adam and Eve have destroyed the earth's conditions. The conditions such as fertile, producing, 100% producing land will not produce enough, so that no matter how much you struggle, the production of the grains and all the other fruits and underground stems and stuff we human eat, that also been destroyed, decayed. Their ability to production has been damaged by the power of sin. Then God cursed the earth because of the man's sin. And we live in a cursed earth, and God did not want us to be anymore in this cursed earth. And because Adam's sin caused the curse, Lord Jesus Christ came down to remove our curse. First, he removed our sin by dying for our sins. He paid the price. His blood was the price. He paid his death penalty, which was on us. Jesus took that death penalty. He paid it all. He paid all the type of sins humanity can do. Now we are going into everything new. Old is gone. Bible says in book of Isaiah, all the old is gone and the new is coming. Jesus going to create the brand new heaven and earth. I do not know how Jesus does it, but in the book of Peter, we can read that the elements will melt. Every element in the earth will going to melt, means earth is going to go through a huge transformation. It's melt out completely, and probably it takes time to cool down and redo everything back again. Now, how Jesus does that, I don't know. Even when I mention that, we do not know. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, John the Apostle was given this vision that he says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." This is happening after the final judgment, which is now only the earth is pollution fill the earth, but no humanity here who are sinful or evil. All those people, God judged everyone who have been sinful and evil. They were gone to the lake of fire, where the Satan and false prophet and the beast has been thrown. So there is no more evil other than the earth has to be renewed. So now he see the new heaven and earth. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. See, Jerusalem is the city of God. There is Jerusalem we call heavenly Jerusalem, which is the heaven where God resides and his angels, and we do not know its size, width, long length, or how big the heavens are. Now, I am sure it can be bigger because there is 10,000 of angels and chariots and horses, and heaven is nothing that like we can imagine. We would not know until we get there. Now, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, which means in the new earth, God, the New Jerusalem is going to be a city God is built in heaven. Praise God. Prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. It's just like a comparison, a similarity. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. See, this is what the Isaiah prophesied when Jesus' birth was forecasted. First, the birth of Jesus was forecasted in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 14, about the virgin's son. The virgin's child will be born. Then afterwards, a couple of chapters later, Isaiah says he will be an everlasting father, great prince of peace, mighty God, and everlasting father. Now, then his name will be Emmanuel in the Isaiah's first prophecy. His name will be Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God living with people. Now, Jesus was in the earth. He lived among his people. Now, after his death and resurrection, he saved the humanity. Now, he is really in us a godly man, God-man. He is going to live with the people, the redeemed people, the redeemed Israel, and also the redeemed Gentiles. All of us come together will be one nation, and in Jerusalem. They will be his people. He will wipe away tear from their eyes. This is like a metaphor that we not sure how Jesus is going to wipe the tears of hundreds and thousands and millions of believers, saints of God, and there is something, however God does it, that make sure that he will be comforted. Because in the earth, we were never comforted. But here, God is going to comfort us forever and ever. Because all those pain which happened to us is going to go away. Praise God. Now, he will wipe away tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. The old order of things, which is the time of sinful times, is passed away. It will not happen again. In verse 5, continue reading. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. See, the one who is sitting on the throne is Christ. The Lord God Christ is sitting on the throne. He said to John, the apostle, it is done. I am Alpha and the Omega. You see, which mentioning the two letters in the Greek alphabet, beginning Alpha and the end last letter Omega, which is telling is that I am the beginning and I am the end. There is no one who is equal to me. The beginning and the end, to him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. The spring of water of life. Jesus Christ is the life, full of life. Amen. In him was life. In the Gospel of John chapter 1, in the beginning, it says, in him was life. He was the Word, and Word became flesh. Amen. chapter 1, verse 14. Now, before that, we can also read in the first chapter that in him was life. He is the life giver. He has the living water, which is the word of God and the Holy Spirit. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. See, we need to overcome today. We need to overcome all the issues we are going through, praise God. Everything that Satan is trying to put on us and tempt us, and all the world, and also the flesh of the world, all this we need to overcome. And we need to overcome the people who is making disadvantages on us. We need to overcome. We need to forgive a lot of people, even our own house, members of the house. Sometimes even a husband and wife, there may be issues they need to overcome. Praise God. So he who overcomes will inherit all this. Everything God has in heaven, in the New Jerusalem, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. See, he's like the father sitting on the throne. He is like a father now. He is Christ who delivered us from our sin. Now he has sitting as the father. But the cowardly, unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic art, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. See, there are people such as who already been sent to the fiery lake of fire. That people will not listen today and understand when we say that God has made a fiery lake of fire for the Lucifer and his angels who rebelled against him. But the people who does not believe in Christ, who came to save the humanity, that people also will have to go to the lake of fire. Because salvation, there is only one way. There is not many ways. There is not many religions can save us. Even they call it a religion, Christianity, but Christianity is a salvation, is a way of salvation. It's a way God has set up for us to escape from punishment, from Adamic sin and our generational sin, which we practiced, we learned as we growing up. Those sins we have surrendered to Christ and asked for forgiveness, cleansed and purified by the blood of Jesus. And the Father declared that you are righteous now. You are righteous through my Son, Jesus Christ, who died and who paid the price for your sin. And now you are on a progression. You are continually progressing. Progressively, salvation will continue. And at the end, Christ will come. Then your salvation will be complete, because that Christ will transform you with a new body and a new shape, that you will not be able to sin anymore. Now the sin has been taken away, that we read from the previous chapter last time, that the sin and death, and also the everything like sin and death has been thrown into the lake of fire. Now there is no sin, anything left here to practice. But those people we just mentioned, these people who were already being sent to the lake of fire, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plague came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." Bride, the wife of the Lamb. Now, Christ is a resemblance, is we speak about Christ as the bridegroom and church as the bride, because the purity of a husband and a wife is that expected in the husband and wife before they marry. And also the same way that God's Son Christ is pure and holy, he is expecting to have a very holy and pure church, which is a simile to the worldly bride and bridegroom. So that, and he carried me away in the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. You see, this is the future. This is an event which will happen. It is going to happen in the future, which is giving us a picture as an evidence, like John is able to see this. A metaphor is that something that doesn't exist right now, but it will exist in the future. In order for us to understand, God gave a picture of what will it look like in the future. So it shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with the 12 angels at the gate, and with 12 angels at the gates, and on the gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. My friends, this city, which is like a jewel, is like a crystal, and it is one piece of crystal. And it had been built in a crystal, and it's a big city, high wall with 12 gates. And in the gates, they have the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. See, because Israel was God's people originally, when God called Jacob and changed his name to Israel, that the name come from. Therefore, next verse, there were three gates on the east, three on the north, and three on the south, and three on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations. Now, we talked about the gates has the names of the 12 tribes. Now, let's see what is on the foundation. There were three gates on the east. Now, the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The Lamb is Jesus Christ, praise God, and his apostles were 12 of them. They were the one who lived with him and saw his ministry, except at the end one was gone. His name was Jude Iscariot, and there was another man was replaced into that place. And his name is Matthias. It happened in the book of Acts. And these are the 12 apostles. Their names are written on the foundation of this city. So this city has 12 foundations, not just one. And out of the foundations, and however the 12 foundation in one building, they may be 12 layers of foundations together, all 12 of them sitting on the base, and they have their names written on it. See, this is what they received their credential, which when they were in with Jesus in the earth, they asked, Lord, what we will get? We left our homes, our friends, our people, and everything we had. And Jesus said that you will sit in 12 thrones and rule 12 tribes of Israel. Now, not only that, their names are written in the city of New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Now, the measurement of the city and the gates and its walls, the city was laid out like a square, like we know what a square look like. I mean, it has, as long as it was wide, they measured the city with the road and found it to be 12,000 stadia. Now, the length of the city is measured as 12,000 stadia. In the calculation from the Roman time, one stadia is equal to 515 feet. Now, if you multiply 515 feet with 12,000, we will receive 6,180,000 feet. That's again 6,180,000 feet. That is the one side of the city extended to. Now it's like a square. So that means all sides have 6,180,000 feet length and width. Praise God. And the wide, highest, it is long. It is as wide as, and its height is also same. That's why it's a square from height and the length and the width all equal. Each of these were about 6,180,000 feet. Amen. He measured its wall and it was 144 cubits. 144 cubits is 216 feet. Even the wall is 216 feet wide or thick. The man's measurement, this is based on our measurement with the angel was using. The wall was made of jasper and the city with pure gold. And the purest glass, the foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, and the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. 12 jewels. These are the 12 apostles' name in each of these is foundations. So the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. Praise God. I do not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Now there is no temple needed, because we were worshiping God. Praise God. I mean, in a worshiping place or a temple in heaven where God sit and receiving the worship. Now God is living with people. We are in a city of God, New Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. There is no temple needed. Amen. And Lord himself is the temple. The city does not need the sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light. You know, it's like in heaven. You don't need the sun. There is no moon. Amen. God himself gives the light, and the lamp is the lamb. The lamb of God is the lamb. You know, L-A-M-B is the lamb of God, and it's L-A-M-B. P is the light. The nations will walk by the light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, not will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. See, that means only the saved people, only the believers who are believed in the blood of Jesus Christ, the Jews and Gentiles equally, those who are redeemed by Christ's blood, those are the ones. Also the Old Testament prophets and priests and servants of God, those who were surrendered to God and they have sacrificed and offerings, they produced the sacrifices in front of before God and asked for forgiveness of their sins. Looking forward, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Now today we look reverse, backward, 2,000 years, 24 years back, when our Lord Jesus Christ crucified, who was the Lamb of God. Now the Christ will come. When Christ will return, we all will be in one place after all the events we discussed in the previous lectures. This is the new Jerusalem. Now I will come back with announcement with the time. Is time to conclude. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for listening. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in 3 radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa. Also, Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord and the churches are getting larger and larger. And we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time because the work is more and the more people are coming to the kingdom. Our prayer ministries in Florida started around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. If you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076.
If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I like to repeat an announcement about three books available. When You Meet God, second book, Does God Answer Your Prayers? Third book, Violence, Murder, Massacre. In Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, also available Apple iTunes audio version. So if you send me $15 per piece and $3.50 for the postage, total $18.50, I will mail this book to you. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And I am Dr. Chaco Varghese, Chacko, last name V.S. Victor, Arghese. These are very useful and good books. May the Lord richly bless you by reading these books. And you can ask me to mail this to you. You can also ask this from WCNO, 89.9 FM, Palm City, Florida. So if you like to do that, you can look up WCNO and their mailing address.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Philip Upton of Just a Voice Radio Ministry, broadcasting here on WCNO 89.9, Saturdays, 5 a.m. and p.m. Come on and join us. Hope to see you there.
I have a home, eternal home. But for now, I walk this broken world. You walked it first. You know our pain, but you show hope can rise again up from the grave. Abide with me. Abide with me. Don't let me fall.